This could be a great weekend to go to Australia's snowfields, as long as you're not actually expecting any snow. It's supposed to be the opening of the ski season, but it looks like all that will be available is bushwalks and après ski. May was unusually warm this year. The Bureau of Meteorology says Sydney, Melbourne and Adelaide recorded their longest stretch of warm days on record. Locals in the Snowies say they've seen it all before, but some punters are watching nervously to see if they'll get their ski break this year. Anna Vito reports.
The Snowy Mountains are anything but at the moment.
Yes, well, obviously, we haven't had any snow as yet. We had some a few weeks back, but unfortunately we've lost that. We do have snow forecast for Saturday, which is fantastic, but it's probably looking unlikely at this stage we'll have any skiing for opening weekend.
Snow or not, David McNamara from Victoria's Mount Buller Resort is optimistic the true believers will still make the trip for the season's opening weekend.
Speaking to the experts on the mountain in Ski Patrol, they tell me this is actually not unusual for us. We often don't have snow on opening weekend. And for us, really, it is more important that once it comes, it stays. So it really is a good chance for the community to get together and hopefully the snow won't be far behind.
The ski fields aren't the only place where temperatures were unseasonably warm this autumn.
In particular, the last 3 weeks of May and spilling into early June have seen very persistent warm through a lot of, particularly the southeastern quarter of Australia.
Dr. Blair Truen is a climatologist with the Bureau of Meteorology.
We've had many centres which have set records for longest runs of warm days so late in the autumn. It's not so much that individual days have been much warmer than we've seen before at this time of year. It's that the warmth has gone on for a very long time. You know, to give an example, Sydney hasn't had a day below 20 for more than a month. Previously, the longest run we'd had in May was 19 days, so it's quite a significant step up on what we've seen previously. And Sydney, in fact, has only had 2 days under 20 so far this year, which is quite remarkable.
Blair Truen says there were a few factors contributing to the warmer May: persistent high pressure systems in the east and ocean temperatures off New South Wales that have been 1 to 2 degrees higher than normal. And while he says there's nothing particularly unusual about a snowless start to the season, the prospects for a big dump of natural snow this winter aren't great.
El Nino years do tend to be quite poor years for natural snow because they tend to be drier than normal. Compensating for that to some extent, the drier conditions that you get during El Nino years can be quite favourable for snowmaking.
The ski season is a multi-million dollar bonanza for New South Wales and Victoria. The industry says that in 2012, the winter season was worth a combined total of more than $1.8 billion to those states' economies. In Canberra, Jacob Robertson is hoping to contribute to that total this year, but looking at the grass on the webcams this week has made him nervous.
The weather in Canberra is pretty poor during winter. When it is raining and not getting above 7 degrees during the day, you're really holding out for that ski weekend.
So what's it mean if the snow just doesn't arrive?
It's going to be a pretty miserable winter, I'd say. Probably considering where I go to New Zealand. When you look at it for spending a week on snow in New Zealand, it's roughly the same price, including flights, the whole package.
With Australia's snow notoriously unpredictable, Jacob's not the only punter who's looked offshore for more reliable skiing. But the Australian industry says it's not worried about competing with resorts overseas and that forward bookings are looking solid off the back of this year's Winter Olympics. Anita works at a hotel in Jindabyne, used as a base for many visiting the New South Wales ski fields each year. She says the locals aren't panicking.
There's been many years that there hasn't been any snow on the June long weekend, but I'm sure it won't be long and those little white fluffy things will fall.
Hotel worker Anita, speaking from Jindabyne in New South Wales to Anna Vido.